You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight podcast. My name is Mulio Gavaza, and I will be your host as we unpack some of the top trending headlines in the world of economics in and around South Africa. So for today, what we are looking at is just some bit of controversy that's been going on in the poultry industry. You know, there are lots of people in South Africa that enjoy their chicken, whether it's coming from KFC, chicken licken and the like. Chicken is all over, and it's become quite a favorite in South Africa, and we're just going to be looking at what the economics are around it. And one of the big issues that has been facing the poultry industry is just the fact that the poultry sector has recorded a jobs bloodbath in recent years and has ascribed its demise to cheap chicken imports from Brazil, the US and Europe. This has actually brought it into conflict with the SA meat importers, who actually blame the lack of competitiveness on the local poultry industry for its woes. So the South African Poultry Association has actually lodged an application with the International Trade Administration Commission, actually asking for an increase in the ad valorem tariff on bone-in and boneless frozen chicken, portions to 82% from existing levels. But a new report, which we're going to be discussing today, by DNA Economics, that was actually commissioned by the EU-SA Strategic Economic Partnership, actually cites some of the reasons for the slow growth of production and exports for the SA broiler industry, and for the increasing share of imports in meeting local demand are matters of considerable contention. So today we are joined on the line all the way from Washington, D.C. by Francois Bard, who is founder of Fair Play, which is an organization aiming to fight predatory trade practices and dumping. So he's going to be just giving us a roundup of that report, and that's how the discussion is going to be looking like for today. How are you, Francois?
Hello, Madura. It's very nice to hear your voice, and thank you for inviting us to participate in this podcast.
So perhaps for, you know, some of our listeners who might not be abreast with what's actually going on here, Fair Play, what is your stake when it comes to this particular issue with poultry? And in terms of the DNA report that came out, what are some of the more contentious findings that Fair Play has with the report?
This is going to be a long conversation because there's a lot wrong. We really founded Fair Play because we noticed that the people at the lower end of the totem pole of development are most affected by predatory trade practices. And a predatory trade practice is when you try and create a surge into a market to force local producers out so you can take over, like happened in Ghana by EU producers. Or when you sell product, unwanted product, where you've already made your profit below your own cost of production or below the cost of production in the target country. So we have no doubt, and it's been proven because several EU countries are subject right now to dumping measures, as proven at the WTO, the World Trade Organization. And we also know that this has happened elsewhere in Africa. In Ghana, for instance, it used to produce 80% of its own chicken, and the EU has completely destroyed its market, and Ghana now only produces 5%, and the rest is all EU. And this is not our view. This is independent reports that have actually pointed this out. When you look at the South African market, after the bird flu ban and as the tariffs come down on the EU producers, just in the first 2 months of, you know, this year, in 2 months, there's been 140% growth in European chicken according to EPA monitoring, which is also the organization that reported on the Ghana situation. So this is not make-believe, it's an actual thing. And the reason why it happens is because in the Northern Hemisphere, people have moved to eating the white chicken meat. So when you said keeping abreast, you probably meant that it's the chicken breast that people eat. In the Southern Hemisphere, people like the brown meat as well. And so what happens is that those Brazil and the EU particularly, who aim at the Northern Hemisphere market, sell their white meat at a profit, and then they sit on a mountain of brown meat, which they can dump at any price anywhere. So in South Africa, we have been told that according to SARS figures, some of this imported chicken enter the market at prices as low as 6 rand per kilogram and then sell for 25 rand. So I'll tell you who's not benefiting. Poor people are not benefiting because this chicken is only marginally below the price that South African chicken sells at. And someone is making fat profits. Who might that be? Well, it's definitely the importers. And of course, it could also be retailers who are exploiting this gap in the market for predatory trade. And that's the origin of people losing their jobs and small-scale farmers going out of chicken farming. There was a study done, a survey, which had almost 47% of the respondents saying that they were going out of chicken farming amongst small-scale farmers. And these are mostly black farmers who are trying to get a toe on the hole. So if you want to dip your toe in the water and you get scalded immediately, you withdraw. And if you look at the study, so-called, by the EU, it's really less of a comprehensive study than a compilation of the favorite tunes of the importers. So, you know, they've selected verses from the Bible to make the argument, but they haven't actually dealt with the whole thing.
Yeah. And then perhaps, I guess that then feeds into the agenda of the report, because I wanted you to perhaps speak to us about why the report was actually commissioned and why the EU itself is actually commissioning such a report. Would that not be something that a farmers association or something would be more interested in? Has it become that much of a policy issue that the EU is getting involved?
Well, the EU is very worried because they want to destroy the South African market. If you take into account, for instance, that the EU only allows about 7% of its market to be imported chicken from anywhere. In South Africa, they are aiming at 38%, says their report. And so if you look at that, you can clearly see that the market from the current 25% is going, you know, they are aiming to really take us over the tipping point. And when they take the South African market over the tipping point, South Africa will be in the same position as Ghana. And then the European Union producers and Brazilian producers will be able to charge what they like. And of course, there are two issues that you should think about. The first is that the European Union itself has a policy that should prevent them from predatory trade. It's called the EU's Policy Coherence for Development, the PCD, which they say will minimize the negative effect of EU policies on developing countries. And they have it in their treaties. I hope they have it in their treaty with South Africa. The Union shall take account of the objectives of development cooperation in the policies that it implements. Well, they did not do that in Ghana and other countries, and clearly they are aiming to ignore that in South Africa. And so when South Africa wants to take tariff action or phytosanitary measures, to subject imported European Union chicken to the same standards as South African chicken, then South African government gets threatened by the EU to say, we're going to stop your wine from coming in, or we're going to stop buying your apples, or we're going to prevent you from exporting your maize to us. And because they're such a big market bully, they force the South African government to act against South Africa's interests in a certain sense. And that's why it's so important for organizations like Fairplay to bring these things to the fore. So what the EU is trying to do with this favorite tunes of importers is to collaborate with the importers to try and make the case that everyone should just allow them to be crocodile traders effectively and eat South African jobs. Now, I don't know what they expected, but we are not going to allow that, because there is also, from a Brazilian perspective, not only a predatory trade issue, but also a food safety issue. I don't know if you're aware of this food safety issue. It's a massive thing.
No, but I think we're just going to take a quick break, and then on the other side of this, we're going to continue our conversation. This is BD Spotlight.
The cryptocurrency revolution is a rabbit hole that goes deeper than just Bitcoin and blockchain. South Africa's revolutionary cryptocurrency investment platform, Revix, presents Beyond Bitcoin, your guide to the crypto future. Unpack the news, trends, and terminology live every Monday on The Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com. You can also download every episode on the Cliff Central app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is BD Spotlight. We're on the line with Francois Bard, who is the founder of Fairplay. And we're just talking about an EU report that came out around the poultry industry by DNA Economics. And it's just talking about some of the market factors that are affecting the local poultry industry. Francois just telling us that as Fairplay, they are more or less against the findings of the report, and he says that it seems that they've gone and taken a lot of old research and sort of tailored it to fit their own argument. Before the break, he was about to explain to us a bit of a food safety issue, so I'm just going to allow Francois. The food safety, Brazil
is the biggest chicken producer in the world. And we know that in 2017, there was this weak flesh scandal where it was found, Brazilian authorities discovered that Brazilian inspectors took bribes to allow the export of contaminated meat. And I think something like 11 people have been found guilty and sent to jail for it. Well, this is very interesting, because recently the Guardian newspaper and an organization from Brazil called the Reporter Brasil and the Bureau of Investigative Journalism announced that Brazil had sent 1 million salmonella-infected chickens to the United Kingdom in 2 years, in other words, from 2017. And this means that, according to a Brazilian expert, Professor Mello from the University of Sao Paulo, the infection rate of salmonella in Brazilian poultry is 20%. So that's one chicken in every five that you buy from Brazil is salmonella infected. In the UK, it's between 1.5% and 2%. And as you know, we've only last year had the listeriosis problem in South Africa that actually killed people. And so what we are saying is that we cannot afford to add insult to injury by allowing people who produce this sort of chicken, this contaminated and high-risk chicken, to swamp the South African market. And that is why we think before any more chicken is allowed into this country, there needs to be a master plan, not only dealing with the development of the South African industry, which, by the way, has now conclusively been proven by the University of Aachen and the BFAP studies over the last many years to be one of the top five or six most competitive chicken producers in the world. So that's why we think the study is just a compilation of favorite imported tunes, because that idea that South African chicken is not competitive is complete nonsense and was debunked many years ago. And therefore, the real issue is we have a very competitive industry in South Africa, so why is it not growing fast and creating South African jobs? And the answer is that they've been cutting back because of unfair trade practices, predatory trade practices, by Brazil most recently, and before that the European Union. And we don't believe any solution can be found unless a stop is put to the predatory trade by the UK and Brazil. And if you look at ways of doing this, for instance, the United States have limited the amount of chicken they would dump in South Africa. And if the European Union and Brazil would do the same, then the local industry will grow and create thousands of jobs. That's also been proven because they've done so in the past. And, of course, the old canard of threatening that prices will rise is also nonsense based simply on experience. When tariffs were put on the European chicken, prices did not rise. The issue is that the tariffs are put on certain portions imported from Brazil or from the EU, not on South African chicken. And so what happens is it's really the fat profits of the importers and perhaps some of the retailers that's affected. It's not the price for consumers. So we can stop pretending and we can stop singing these tired old tunes and instead address the problem. And here's what has to happen. Firstly, the Department of Health investigates the chicken that comes in from overseas, while the Department of Agriculture does local chicken. We think there should be one independent statutory organization that makes the rules and polices the rules for everyone, so that imported chicken has to comply with the same standards of packaging and hygiene and so on that South African chicken has. Because these things cost money and the imported chicken simply ignores it. There has been reports, for instance, that individually quick frozen chicken has been the rules have been broken by Brazilian importers. We also know that there are members of AMI who have been involved in importing the contaminated salmonella chicken to Europe, or to the UK rather. So we think imposing very strict standards, secondly, limiting the sheer amount, the volume of chicken that can come in. Thirdly, we think importers should bring in whole chickens, because on a whole chicken basis, South Africa is competitive. It's when they dump the chicken pieces that they don't want, the offcuts, when it becomes a problem. And then we should also develop the South African industry and allow it to grow.
Francois, very very quickly, and I'm sorry for interjecting, but I wanted to perhaps maybe you can tell our listeners, I'm just bringing it back to the local level of what does it actually take, I guess, for a typical normal farmer? What does it actually take? What are the economics of chicken farming? What does it actually take to get a chicken from an egg to someone, I guess, picking it out at their local Pick and Pay or Woolworths, or eating it at a restaurant, for example? What does that supply chain or that process look like? And at what point does the predatory trade practices actually then come in and disrupt that?
So I think the Southern Poultry Association would be much better qualified than I am to talk to you about the technicalities of that process, because there are real chicken farmers like Rainbow Chickens and Astral in South Africa, Sovereign Chicken. But there are also small-scale farmers, and I think this is something that people don't realize. In South Africa, there are the big producers. I think there are seven of them. Of the big seven or the big five, there is one black-owned producer, and they produce large-scale for the retail industry. And then there are contract growers who grow the chickens for them. And then there are the small-scale farmers who grow fresh chicken for the local market. And there are young entrepreneurs. There's a very interesting guy that I met personally called Clive Tagere. And we have recruited him for our expert panel because he is a statistician, used to work for McKinsey, and decided to become a chicken farmer, young man, and was very successful until predatory chicken imports started eating into his market. And he has shown us that he could actually increase his business quite rapidly, and his neighbors can do the same, provided the dumping of chicken is stopped. And so he went into a local supermarket and a wholesaler there in the Limpopo province, and he saw frozen chicken that could come from 11 countries, country of origin, 11 different countries, so no traceability. And when he spoke to the trader there, the chap said to him, "Well, we make a lot more money taking this chicken than buying your chicken." And that's at the heart of the problem, is the fat profits made in the trade by people who unfairly compete with South African producers.
So that's been us. We've been on the line with Francois Badu, is founder of Fair Play, and he's just been giving us a roundup of the ongoing trade dispute, sort of, you can call it, between South Africa and the EU, specifically around predatory importing and dumping of chicken into the South African market. And he's just explaining to us that it's making it hard for local producers to actually prosper, and especially that last story where in Limpopo, for example, some traders are actually saying it's cheaper for them to get chicken all the way from other countries as opposed to actually getting it from local producers. One of the big takeaways, he is actually saying that perhaps there should be one body that actually does the standardizing and the testing of all chicken, whether it's local or it is coming from the international market. And he's also just saying that more support needs to be given, because South African chicken is actually competitive, particularly for whole chickens. Francois, how can people actually either engage with you or get in touch with you?
Well, of course, we'd welcome that. And if you look at www.fairplaymovement.org, you can find us on the web. And we're also on social media, so on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, you'll find Fair Play Movement there. And we have people supporting us throughout the country and internationally. So if you go to our website, you will find contact numbers, etc., to connect with us. And we want more and more people to support South African chicken against predatory imports. We're in favor of free trade, but according to the rules. And one way in which South African consumers can make their contribution is simply to look for the packaging. If it says South African, you can buy it. And if you see the proudly South African logo, you have the guarantee that it's all South Africa.
Okay, so that's Francois telling us that you need to look at the packaging if you want to support locally bred and made chicken. So that's been us for today. Thank you so much to Francois Bard, founder of Fair Play. They are an organization that aims to fight predatory trade practices and dumping in South Africa. The actual report we've been referring to is called, it has a really long title, it's called The South African Broiler Industry in the Context of the Relationship Between South Africa and the European Union, competitive, competitiveness, trade, and alternatives for growth and development. So if you want to actually go and sit through and read this document, that is the name of the document. So that's been it for today. Remember that you can find our latest episodes on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. On Twitter, we are #BDSpotlight. And remember that you can subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you so much to our amazing producer, that is Paige Muller, and then from myself, Mudiwa Gavaza. Remember that Business Day Spotlight is a multimedia live production. And with that, it's good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.